As we speak today, what's the future of career status or tenure for K through 12 teachers in North Carolina?
Very good question, and it depends on what budget you're looking at. In the House budget, a new House budget where they pulled out the education pieces, career status, tenure, as they like to call it, remains for those teachers who have already earned it. In the Senate budget, they actually have a salary schedule there, a new salary schedule that says if you want an 11% pay raise, you will have to sell your due process rights, your career status, your tenure, in order to receive the 11% pay raise. Mind you, this is after we already won a lawsuit last month that said it's unconstitutional to take away the due process rights of public school teachers who've already earned it. And regardless of any of the budgets, whether it's the governor's or the House or the Senate's, for new teachers who haven't earned career status or tenure, they will never have the opportunity to earn that under their budgets.
Just review for us. From 2008 to 2014, the number of raises teachers have received in the state of North Carolina.
We have been frozen on our salary schedule. We have a very antiquated 36-step salary schedule in North Carolina where teachers, every year, they moved up one career step for experience. And they also received about a 1% salary increase on that crawl up to step 36. And it took teachers 36 years to make $55,000. Since the economic recession hit in, our salaries have been frozen. We did receive one pay raise back 2 years ago, which was an average 1.2%. But as we were frozen, other states across the nation were not really getting big salary increases, but they were being able to move up on their salary schedules. And what happened was North Carolina dropped 46th in the nation, and we're set to be 48th in teacher pay this upcoming year when this data comes out for this year.
Do you think the general public understands that when you look at that figure over the course of the last 6 years, what that really means?
We feel like it's a bogus 11%. For one thing, they're trying to fund 11% by cutting thousands of public school jobs, most of those being teacher assistants, just eliminating them entirely from the school employment system there, and which makes the work much more challenging for the public school teacher. And we also tell them the 11% isn't an annualized salary. Is annualizing the salary that could be just for 1 year, because we tell them they have lost their due process rights. Their contracts will be from year to year, and they also change the language of what it means for teachers to be demoted. So right now, teachers, if you're making a certain amount of money, let's say you're making $48,000, you can't make less the next year. But under this new legislation by the Senate, you can make less. So you may be making $48,000 1 year and be dropping down to maybe 42 the next year because they demoted you or put you in a different pay scale or pay ranking. So it's not an annualized big chunk raise that's going to continue on for teachers. So we're really trying to go out there and educate them that it is definitely a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Regardless of the outcome, how does North Carolina attract and keep quality teachers in this climate?
It's very sad right now because I'm looking at this very long email from a teacher who said, I've been in here 16 years and I am calling it quits because I just can't stay in a system. I can't afford to stay here for one thing, and I can't afford to live and work and feed my family, but I cannot also just see policies erode for public school students. And when they can go to Virginia or South Carolina, for heaven's sakes, and make $4,000 more, they're going to take that opportunity and still have their protections of due process rights. This is what our superintendents are telling us and our principals. We have absolutely nothing to offer them to come and work in North Carolina. I talked to a superintendent in Tyrell County. He's had an Algebra 1 position posted for 3 months and not one applicant. That is sadly stunning. Sadly stunning. When our states all around us, and we're 10th out of 12th in the Southeast, when you've got Louisiana being held up as a model now ahead of North Carolina, it's I'm very concerned what's going to happen when you can't, when we're going to lose these teachers, especially those who are ready to retire in the next 5 years.
Has end-of-year testing, which is said to be an indicator of what students have learned, been replaced mm-hmm. by what teachers refer to as high-stakes testing,
yes.
which is more about grading teachers than students?
Yes. Yep. It's we are in this hysteria now of assessments and testing and testing, and we've always assessed our kids. We've always had achievement tests. But what's happened? We used them for diagnostic purposes to be able to analyze student learning, to see where the gaps are, to see what we need to do to tweak and to refocus on our instruction. But it was never meant to be used as a hammer, which is currently being done by many states and also, you know, the federal government there. Student assessments are just one piece of an indicator of how well the students are doing, but it should never be used to evaluate how well a teacher is doing. Should our students be growing? Are we watching that? Absolutely, absolutely. But we have a very robust and comprehensive evaluation system in North Carolina that evaluates teachers every year, and formally 3 times a year principals come in and observe. But every day someone's in their classroom. Every day there's a curriculum specialist, an assistant principal, the principal, watching what's going on in the instruction, as there should be, because we need to have transparency. But to use that one test as an indicator to how well a teacher is doing on the job is very dangerous in practice.
Let's talk about Common Core for a moment.
We have two, you know, differing bills in the House and the Senate that eliminate Common Core. It is very disheartening as an educator, particularly as someone who worked in curriculum for 3 years with Guilford County Schools, to get that implemented. It is a higher standard of learning for every grade level. It was developed by the National Governors Association and the Chief Council of State School Officers, the school superintendents, who saw a need to have interconnectedness between curriculums and states since our populations are so mobile. It is not the curriculum itself, and to see politics get involved and trying to paint it as another American CARE Act, or as they like to call it, Obamacare, couldn't be further from the truth. We have governors now who were on the planning committee, Republican governors who were there during the implementation, now pull back from their states and say, we don't want it, because they're getting pressure by this hysteria that's going on out there. It couldn't be further from the truth, and it hurts North Carolina's children.
What's likely to replace Common Core, and what role, if any, will teachers and the NCAE play in development of what replaces
That's a very good question. They don't know what they're going to revert back to. The Senate says, you know, we're going to start and write our own curriculum. The House says, well, we may keep these until we have a new curriculum. They don't know what we're going to replace it with. And North Carolina NCAE, we would definitely expect to be at the table and part of that planning, as we were with Common Core. But I don't know who to feel sorrier for, the teachers who are going through all this training and practice, or the poor students who are going to have to recalibrate again on what they're learning. And when you still have 42 other states who are following the Common Core, we got to be globally competitive.
Is the battle over Common Core and teacher pay and the funding of public education an indication of just how weak or ineffective the North Carolina Association of Educators is?
No, we actually would counter that comment and say, it's because we are strong in our message and our power, because you had the governor and Tillis coming out on a press conference saying they have a new funding bill for teacher salaries. That was driven by our mobilization of teachers and communities across the state.
Mark Jewell is the vice president of the North Carolina Association of Educators. Thank you very much.
Thank you.